Jammers.
Wait, what's the ship?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
How do you say apricot? Apricot? Apricot.
Well, it depends on if I'm trying to sound bougie. If I'm trying to sound fancy, I say apricot. If I'm trying to be
I
one of the people
that go,
to oh.
confuse people.
If like I'm trying to be, if I'm in the Hamptons, apricot. If I'm talking to my white trash family, apricot. I swear to God, I will. Like I say apricot when I'm with or when I'm like in, you know, high society. Being a hooker. That, oh my God.
Noticed, that's why I just say both.
Yeah. No, I like
cover
apricot.
My bases. Like, I'm like, oh, do you want an apricot? This is a delicious apricot. Like, that's like saying both in one sentence to be like, wait, what? How did you say?
Is Megan having a stroke? Would you like this? A apricot? I'm sorry. Did you? It's an apricot. No, a apricot.
A apricot. Apricot.
A,
can you definitely include this?
Oh, but never. Oh, I think it's a great intro to the show.
I was gonna manage say, this your is drinking. Our intro.
This is two people losing their minds. This is what happens when we don't drink four. Well, I drank last night, but it was only three. I swear I got three vodkas is not a lot of booze.
It we really is. Well, three vodkas at a bar is not a lot of booze. You know what I mean? Like if you're making a drink at home, like my one vodka is three vodkas.
Yeah.
But at a bar, it's only like, it's a fucking ounce. An adorable tiny little ounce.
See, this is called justification. This is how Stephen look. If you want to drink again, here's look. It's so easy. You could just justify it. That's why. Yeah, they're not even
you
giving
can do
you that much.
Anything as long as you justify it.
As long as you believe it.
Terrible behavior.
Yeah. Reality perception is reality.
Lying to yourself.
Do it.
Just lie to yourself.
I know. Well, no, because that's the problem is they don't put enough vodka in anything in a bar. That's why Thursday I drank in anything. There's not enough vodka in this wine.
Yeah, exactly. That's I was just about
this
to say
wine.
That. My wine barely has any vodka in it anymore.
That's the problem with bars these days.
That's a problem with school lunches. Not enough vodka anymore.
I mean, pizza Fridays. It's pizza without a vodka-soaked crust. I remember when I was a kid. It's this goddamn liberal establishment. Thank God Trump's back in. Can't wait to get vodka. Yeah,
he's going to put vodka back in the schools.
Yep, vodka and guns back in those vending machines. Just like when I was a goddamn kid. Boy, oh boy. I think God bless America.
What a great intro for the show.
Isn't that a... Thank you. We're trying to focus on, you know, putting out a good product.
Yes.
We took 1 week off drinking and then we went back to it. And now look at my brain's just scrambled.
No, I think that's just a residual effect of the not drinking.
I know. Well, that's the thing is like we, you know, we're trying to like help people, I guess, but also most, but when people like with Steven, we have professionals on. To come and help us do things. And then we're like, oh, we want to do a show with just us. Because Megan and I just want to look deeply.
We just want to look at each other.
Deeply into each other's eyes through Skype.
We've been silent for 20 minutes just staring into each other's eyes.
And that was not a good intro. So we were like, should we talk?
Yeah, Stephen very uncomfortably was like,
Hey, are we gonna
are we gonna start
or?
Soon?
I know. We're like,
we are.
Hold on. This is called our warm up. And we're both, I don't know about you. I was absolutely jerking off while I was looking at you.
Well, you know how like there's those people that like get energy from the sun, like those people that like don't eat and they just stand in the sun and that's how they get energy.
Wait,
that's what happens when I stare. I just need to stare into your eyes for 20 minutes a day and I don't need to eat.
We got to do that diet. I feel the same way about you.
No, we so don't.
Who are these people? What are you talking about?
You've never, there's, it's like, it, what's
you're
it
looking
called?
At me like
yeah,
I'm
that's
crazy,
a real,
know,
they, and they breathe, it's like breatharians or something.
No, God, I'm, oh,
I mean, we have the internet. We can look it up.
We'll figure it out. We'll put it in the notes for the episode.
Yeah.
I'll get right on that.
I just don't want to be distracted. I would look at my phone, but I can't stop looking at Megan. Otherwise, I would Google that on the internet. But it's something, it's a real thing where they breathe and they look at the sun and that's their nutrition.
Good God, stay engaged.
Like a bunch of yogis do it.
Yeah.
There's like...
Yogi, that's a cute word term for anorexic. We've mentioned we both grew up in Orange County, right? Orange County, California. Who, like, our moms? Everyone.
Yeah.
They taught that in nutrition. They did. We learned that. You learn all the different. It was like, look, here you can be. It's one of the courses they taught. I was going to do a callback, but I don't know if this is the, if it's going to be the intro. And how can I call back to the future? It's call forward.
I also like you. You could be a bulimic. You could be. It's like, instead of, you can be anything you want. You could be a doctor. You could be president one day. Not in Orange County. No, thank you. Get yourself some big tits and an eating disorder. Yep. And then you'll find yourself a husband.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, the problem with bulimia, too, because I did that. I think everybody did. It's so hacky.
Who didn't?
But the problem with that, unless you combine it with anorexia, you're just normal size and your face is puffy and your teeth fall out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like fucking wow.
So what you do is you don't eat. You work out a lot. And then when you do eat, you throw it up.
Yeah. Or take laxatives.
Giving out hot tips.
Yeah. And that's a bonus tip because that's not even what we're talking about this episode. We're talking about learning how to control your drinking and manage your...
Drink your calories.
Yeah. So that was a bonus tip. We're not even doing a diet episode. This episode is about...
We are good at this.
I know.
Do you think we're going to be sued by like...
Oh, ever...
like life coaches?
Oh, for sure. Well, we're not... I mean...
We're not saying that these are the correct things that someone should do, right?
Right. I mean...
But it's pretty obvious. That...
It's pretty obvious you have it all figured out.
Unless...
Thank you, Steven.
Yeah, unless you want to be real cool. We're very cool ladies. And we get every week... I make it to work all the time. My laptop in my living room. You get up and go work at 6 o'clock in the morning places.
Thank you. Often, still drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And here in Los Angeles, I have to drive a car. So that's impressive. That is a joke. I do not drive drunk.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, this is all fabricated. If anybody listening who has any power to arrest and or convict us, these are all jokes and it's all made up lies.
I don't think
this is all scripted. We can provide you with the full script.
Yeah.
Just give us a few hours to listen to this and write everything we said down.
We should get a stenographer. To just sit here the whole time. That may, we can just print sheets out. So as police officers are at the door, we can just hand it to them.
The FBI is just taking boxes and boxes.
Oh, that's amazing. And with like Jammer. No, it's with a Z. We're in court. It's Jammers with a Z. This trial is unjust. First of all, I do not recognize Jammers with an S.
I object.
Why? Not nearly enough vodka. Not nearly enough vodka.
What is this? An elementary school? Put the vodka back in our court system.
Oh, this goddamn nanny state. But so yeah, we're talking about controlling our drinking. Manage.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. Well, but it's important to do because you want to, I mean, Steven, and we've talked about this, does not drink, right? Yes. Steven is a sober person.
That's correct.
And how's that?
It's exciting.
Oh my God, wow. I'm so sorry. Oh, that's Jesus.
The soundtrack of my life.
I just nodded off for a second.
I know, so did I. God, oh, you're here. Whew, it's like breath of.
Dude, breath I think some nerd air. Just walked in here.
I know.
What?
So you could not drink, which is very boring, but it's healthy.
It's good.
It's good, right? You like it? But you used to party, right? Have you, you've been.
When I was a kid, yeah.
You've done it before, yeah. Right?
I quit drinking when I turned 21.
Which was how long ago?
Over a decade.
Okay, so he's over 31.
Perfect.
We're gonna fucking figure this out, and he's at most 39.
Oh,
so
we have a
9-year window. I'm definitely not 39.
Yeah,
that's way too old.
Okay, so he's
never gonna be 39.
See, we're slowly dwindling it down. So he's between 31 and 38.
It's so bizarre that you're the man on the show. Oh, I know you're the man on the show. I remember the first time that I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, you know, I think I was 34 at the time, 33. And he said, oh, we're close to the same age. And I said, how old are you? And he goes, 30s. And I'm like, what kind of weird hellscape LA. Did you grow up in LA? Are you a woman? Are you in a man suit? Did you grow up in Los Angeles, California?
No.
I also wished, I prefer the thought of every time you meet someone for the first time, you're just like, hey, I'm Wendy, 34. How old are you?
Yes.
It's your intro question with everyone. Yeah. Like a fucking toddler.
Yep.
I'm 3 3/4.
I'm 30. Today's my half birthday. Do you have any birthmarks?
Yours? What does your mommy and daddy do?
Oh, God.
This is my address. You pull out a card with your phone number God. And address.
No, I would have that memorized. I am 3.
Yeah. Oh, I actually do have a card with all my information on it. It's called a driver's license, Megan. Have you heard of one, or was yours taken away because of all your DUIs? What kind of a degenerate just driving around drunk? What, do you have some kind of a card with your name and address
and
on it?
And a picture of you?
Oh, yeah, it's called a license. Oh, yours hasn't been confiscated by the state? What a fucking square. You don't have some weird photo, just a general ID card that you had made down in MacArthur Park. Oh, you're still legally allowed to exist in society. You haven't committed enough felonies. What a fucking loser. You might as well be sober.
I mean, that's essentially, you just reiterated what we've been saying the whole time.
So. I know. But we did a good job. We did a thing where we didn't drink for a whole week. We love.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I just touched your thigh. Sorry. Yep. Megan and I love drinking very much, a lot. And we gave it up.
And felt great.
Amazing.
That's the most upsetting part, is we felt great. And after the week, we're immediately like, oh my God, I can't wait to feel shitty again.
Oh, but we were both drank in the morning. I drank, and I know exactly when I broke my drinking, because I was here at your apartment and I broke drinking at midnight. It was because it was on a Thursday. We went from a Thursday to a Thursday, and I was here working on the Glamour Puss opening with Christina. And at the stroke of midnight, I remember thinking too, after the whole week, I was like, and we were talking about it, like, I might just stop drinking.
Yeah.
I feel amazing.
Lying to ourselves.
And I was
I'm
here.
Coming in my sleep. I'm thin. Everything's perfect. I'm going to the gym early.
Oh yeah. We woke up with so much energy. We felt amazing. I lost
I wasn't driving drunk anymore to work.
Right. But I was here, and at midnight on, it was Thursday midnight, so Friday morning, I was here working on Glamour Puss. And as soon as it was midnight, I was like, yes. And I had a whiskey.
I did the exact same thing. I had a show, a late show. Mm-hmm. And I stayed. It was at, like, I stayed till midnight. Like, way after my set, like an extra 45 hour, like the show was over, just to be like, I'm buying a drink.
Yeah. And that's like at the stroke of midnight, like kids. I mean, it was like
Christmas.
It was like our New Year's Eve, where we're just like waiting for the clock to turn. What is it? Your birthday? No, I get to drink booze again. Assholes. Terrible, gross monsters. And the fact too that you had to sit, because I was actually doing something cool. I was, you know, we're writing, we're working. But the fact, and also that you stayed to watch terrible comedy.
That's how strong the pull is.
Yeah. I was.
It is worth it.
I stayed to watch stand up comedy in a bar,
which I do and love. And it was excruciating.
My God.
But worth it for that sweet, sweet booze.
I know.
God, we really just sound like awful alcoholics.
No, but we're not. We're not awful. Well, let's take off awful. We might be alcoholics, but we're not awful. We're good at it. We're productive alcoholics. And that's, no, honestly, but, and that's, you know, when people say, well, I can't drink. It's like, well, you can, you just don't have to be.
There's a phrase, it's functioning addict.
Exactly. And boy, do we put the F-U-N in functioning alcoholics.
Oh,
hello. Tag it. Stick it out. Boom. Doing it at a show tonight. Never. Oh, God. This is gonna be-
And comedy just got canceled.
I know. Oh, and the podcast is canceled. Comedy.
Taking you off the air.
No, all of comedy. Film, stand-up, especially improv, sitcoms. It's all canceled.
What about humorous columns?
Oh, you mean like the New Yorker?
Yes.
I've never read a New Yorker, but I know that makes me sound smart to say it.
I know it does.
Does it even?
Mm. I read the New Yorker while I eat freshly picked apricots.
God damn it.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. All I want to eat is them barbecue chips. All I want is someone just to try to protect us. You can try, but you never want to try to defect us.
Yeah, we took so, because with the Sudafed, I mean, and I do have a sign, an allergy thing, like a sinus thing.
You know, that's what they make meth with, right? Like, just so you're stepping up your game.
I know. And then I took that and then I was like, oh, wait a minute. I don't need to. Cocaine, it's so expensive and it's illegal.
Yeah. And that's how people start doing meth instead of cocaine. It's like you're addicted to oxys and you're like, oh, my God, this heroin's so much cheaper.
No, but you can get it over. But it also would help. I mean, it's not good. But anyway, the point is, I feel great. I was in bed by 2 a.m., 2:20. A little coffee drink.
That's an early night for you.
Oh, I know. I felt, oh, God. I was so impressed with myself. Well, I was with Steven and Christina. We left the place at what time? 1:30. And then we went to Bauhaus.
Yes.
And then we got food. But yeah, I feel amazing. I do not
really, because you sound confused.
Oh, I'm fucking high on Sudafed. I'm confused as to like why I haven't been slamming. Oh my God. I've got to get my fucking, well, you would, I didn't. Yeah, I feel okay.
Again, pretty confused.
I just, my brain is all a Twitter. It's all lit up. I just haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. I haven't seen you in a long time too.
In like a week. So what?
You look so young and vibrant.
Yeah, thanks. I started taking Sudafed. Have I talked about that already?
I also haven't slept in 4 days.
No, I packed my own food. I was getting kind of fat, and then I feel like I'm thinning back out again. My tits, it's the lighting in here. I have small tits, but we're on Skype, obviously, so I'm looking at my own reflection in Skype. I have small tits, but I always look like I have cleavage in photos and on camera. I don't know why.
I just think you need to constantly be on camera.
I know.
Just project a hologram image of yourself to the world.
Oh my God.
They'll be like, look at those cans.
Hey, so you didn't drink at all last night?
No. I feel just awful about it.
Don't you feel, that's the problem, is last night I was feeling sick because it was Melissa's birthday party and I felt like I was getting the flu. But I realized when I had my first cocktail last night, I was like, I feel sick. I'm not, my throat. I had one drink last night and I instantly was like, oh, I feel amazing. I feel like I've slept for a week straight.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, just having withdrawals. It wasn't the flu.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not the flu. It's alcoholism. Oh, man. Oh. I do not feel good. But you're having a big, well, I'm probably not going to drink today. Maybe I will. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to get shit faced today. We're having like 40 people over. It's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, because you're doing your housewarming party?
Yeah. Preston just went to buy burgers.
Oh, God. I'm so jealous.
So watch out.
Get ready.
You're gonna be- We got burgers. I was like, did you get beer? I swear to God. He already, this right before we got on this, I called him to be like, what'd you, and he's like, yeah, I got burgers and buns and all this shit. And then I call him back like 2 minutes later and I was like, what beer did you get? And he goes, shit. I was like, wait, you just forgot. Literally everyone would leave.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. This is literally just a burger party. Fucking losers.
The burgers come after. We're just looking for something to either throw up or shit out later.
Yeah, exactly.
I need something to carry the beer shits out of my body. You guys are, ooh. God damn it. I want to like drink when I'm talking. I know it's early, but just looking at you, talking to you, I want to just start drinking a beer.
Because we're unhealthy people.
I know. Just looking at you.
Serious problem.
I can see the California
sunshine.
What does
that mean? It means that's a light. Oh.
Those California light bulbs.
They're just better out here. I don't know what
it is. Oh, man. You guys got to get on the Sudafed thing. I don't know if you know. You can buy this anywhere. You can buy it anywhere.
You just have to sign a form and give your social security number. It's crazy.
The laws are so lax.
I know.
It's so much easier than finding a drug deal.
Oh, have I introduced you to my PO? I'm being followed by a cop now. The fourth time I went in one day to buy some, I now have got a new, what's called the buddy system.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, New York is...
I just want to do meth.
I know.
Oh.
See, I don't think I'll ever do meth.
Wendy, you're only 35. You've got plenty of time to develop a late in life crippling drug addiction.
Oh my God, I know.
It's like when you meet someone who's like 28 and they smoke, and you're like, oh, and they're like, oh, I just started last year. I'm like, why did you start? Why would you like, you made it this far without having a terrible habit. Just keep it up.
Yeah. No, but we talked, but no, because I didn't start doing like heavy drugs. I don't do heavy drugs. I do heavy drugs. Say,
tread lightly with how you're going to word this.
I was going to say, I seem to do a pretty significant amount of drugs this week.
Yeah, but it was not multiple types of, it was one right. drug. I took a hit of weed.
Here we go.
I do one drug heavily.
Right. I do one drug heavily. I didn't have a drug problem.
I only did meth for 7 years, guys. There were no other drugs involved. It was under control because it was one type of drug.
Exactly. It's the same with drinking, right? If you only stick with one type of booze, it's fine.
Yeah. As long as I'm just drinking whiskey, it's like, well, it doesn't count. And also if it's clear, it doesn't count because water is clear. Therefore, vodka is hydrating.
Thank you.
Find a flaw in that logic. Dare you.
Yeah. Thank you. And end of episode. There you go. That's your tip. Drink clear booze. It's hydrating. That's how to handle your alcoholism. Well, I don't want to call this alcoholism because we do want to talk about... Doctors would. Yeah. Well, I think you can really balance it. And even with the drug thing, you talk about the like people that start smoking when they're 28. I didn't start doing, You know, I'm not trying to incriminate myself.
Talk about it or no, do not talk about it.
But I didn't...
Just bleep this out.
I didn't do... No, it's fine. I didn't start doing drugs, so I moved to New York when I was 33. Speaking of smoking cigarettes, boy, do I feel like a pretty lady. But I didn't start doing it until I was 33. I started doing drugs until I was... And I actually think that's better. We've talked about this because you did it young and knocked it out. I like to
see that's my logic. I'm like, I got it out of my system early.
But see, I feel like that for me, it's like my brain pattern. I didn't drink in high school or any of that kind of shit.
Yeah, nerd.
Yeah, well, look at me now. I'm destroying a good life that I might have. No, but I like it now because I'm productive. And so I know and my brain is fully formed and I was able to absorb a lot of information. And now I can do it for funsies.
Right? I was able to absorb a lot of information about drug use in my youth, and now I'm putting it into practice.
Yeah. I was taking notes all through DARE. I've just been waiting. And I was like, I just want to be semi-successful as an adult. Well, but my body's in the breaking down. So once you're in your late 20s, you stop making collagen. Your body starts shutting down anyway. So it's like, may as well, you know.
So might as well fucking go for it.
Yeah.
Just amp that process up a little bit.
Yeah. If people are just like, well, I'm going to wait till I'm in my 70s to do drugs, but fuck you. I'm going to do it while I'm still, you know, because I'm still I'm still hot enough to get free shit, you know.
As soon as you said I'm still hot enough, I was like, please finish this sentence with to get free drugs.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like I've got like right the sweet spot. Perfect timing.
Will make you no longer hot in 10 years. And then it'll be time to quit anyways.
Well, I'm going to stop.
You're practically surfing this wave of life.
I know. I really feel like I'm doing a great job.
It's just all about balance, you know, like do a line of cocaine, slam a vodka, drink some spirulina. You're good to go.
Oh, I walked into their apartment today or the studio, I should say. And
yeah, this
so
is a professional operation.
I know. Well, it is. It's very professional. I got up this morning while I slammed apple cider vinegar. I took my probiotics. I took my super lysine immune boosters. And then I chugged a ginormous, it was like a 16-ounce bottle of water with spirulina.
That's what that was? That green?
Yeah, thing? Steven watched me do it.
It was intense.
Yeah. I look great. Need proof. I feel great. My body just starts melting.
Your eye falls out of the socket.
I know. Well, and that's what I think, and that's what we wanted to talk about today, because we try to pick a subject where we're going to be like, hey, you know, what can we do to help people? What are we good at? Almost nothing.
But really, it's ourselves. We just want to help ourselves. Right. I just want to make it to 40.
Yeah.
Meh, 35.
I'm 35. It's great.
Small goals.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. We'll both be in our 30s at the same time, right? Someone have a calculator? Have I talked about Sudafed yet?
We're currently in our 30s at the same time. You're aware of that, right?
Mom, I can't wait till I'm older than my mom. Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look at, yeah, maybe it was not a good idea to start doing drugs as I was older. Was everything breaking down? It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, Jesus.
And then I ate kale and some weird egg thing. But this is, but as far as the self-help, we're going to have, we have guests on and we do episodes where we bring professionals in and we ask them questions. But then sometimes we like to do just a regular, just an old school jam session. This is what we call it, where it's just me and Megan giving advice
that we should not be doing.
Oh, no. Well, that's the problem. That's why you have to bring people in, because with
to validate
show,
our opinions.
Yeah. Because people will say like, hey, well, how about, you know, oh, it's a self-help podcast. So what are you, you know, what are you guys experts in? Almost nothing.
But I will say this, you know, like, what is it? Jack of all trades, master of none. Yeah. That applies to us pretty perfectly. Like we've both done a lot of things, but no, not a lot about anything.
No, but one thing that we are a master of is shoveling booze and drugs into our bodies constantly and being
still
alive.
Making it to work at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my still God. Drunk. I know. So now this week, how much? Because I know you took last night off because you're having your housewarming party tonight. I went drunk, possibly still high, and volunteered at an old folks' home on St. Patrick's Day morning on Friday.
Wendy last night when we were talking, she was like, yeah, you know, I might go out tonight, but I don't think I need to just stay in. I'm not going to drink tonight. And I was like, oh, I'm not drinking. She's like, oh, cool. We'll both not drink tonight. Fun, fun, fun.
Yeah.
I only had 3 drinks last night.
Yeah. Well, but you and I know.
Again, doesn't count. And it was, I'm assuming vodka.
Yeah.
So basically water.
Hydrating. Tip 1, clear booze equals water.
Yes.
Okay.
Fun water.
Jesus Christ. Well, the other thing too, is you have to balance it. Cause we did like, so you, when did you drink this week? Have you been planning all week for your Sunday? How have you been monitoring your alcohol metabolism for your barbecue today?
None.
Well, I thought, but you took last night off.
Yeah, I took last night off. And then, I mean, I had a show Friday, so I didn't drink Friday. And it was St. Patrick's Day, which I just refused to drink on.
Same. I did not drink on St. Patrick's Day. I will never, ever.
St. Patrick's Day and New Year's.
Yeah.
I have 363 other days of the year to drink. I do.
Wait a second. So the drinking holidays, you take off in protest?
Yes.
Yes. Just a couple of real big assholes. That's such a fucking douche move.
I know.
Like, oh, you fucking amateurs drinking on St. Patrick's Day. Fuck you. Drink on a Wednesday like a normal person.
Oh, yeah. I know. When people are out, they start drinking in the middle of the day and they think it's cool. Yeah, that's. I will drink in the morning on a weekday. It's a beauty of being a comedian.
And a trash bag of a person.
Yeah. Well, that's Megan. Remember when you came to stay with me and you couldn't get into the apartment?
Oh, and so I just...
And so you went to the bar.
Went to the bar and made friends with 70-year-old men and got shit-faced.
And got super trash. Well, I was working temping at Calvin Klein at the time, and I left the keys to my apartment with the real estate people next door, because they're like, oh, we get in at like 9, 10 in the morning. So I just left the keys there. And they just didn't show up that day until like noon. So Megan's, she's took a red eye from LA to New York, and it's right in Astoria. There's a 24-hour diner. There are places you can go sit and not Be shoveling vodka into your body.
I went to the diner and got a sandwich. I did.
Yeah,
that and then did happen.
And then
was I
going to
sit in a fucking diner like a loser for 4 hours?
Yeah, I'm going to go to a bar like a winner. On a weekday.
If a bar opens at 8 a.m., they're asking for me to come in.
Right. If I pass out in a bar at 10 a.m. and nobody sees it, do I have a problem?
Okay, you fuck off, because I did not pass out. You showed up at like 2.
Yeah.
And I was great. I was good. I made friends with everyone in the bar. Oh, yeah. Best friends.
See?
I got a happy Easter text from one of the guys. Like a month after I left New York, I just got a happy Easter text.
Yeah.
See? From a construction worker.
And that's why we don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day. That's a general rule as far as, do you know what I'm saying? That's a good way to kind of throw your dick out. And let people know, like, I actually can drink. I will not drink on St. Patrick's Day. There were beers in my fridge and I was going to have a beer and I'm like, I'm not even going to drink a beer alone. I won't do it.
I'm not even going to do it. I'm not even going to drink a beer alone. Like I normally drink alone.
Right.
See, it's not a drinking problem. If you're fun, if you're still fun.
Right. That's the, yeah. As long as you, well, that's the other thing too. I try not to drink at home by myself. Cause I always think like, oh, that's a problem. And so I will just go out publicly to bars, but then I still just get equally fucked up. And so then I'm like, terrible with money.
Drinking that is the problem great thing about living with a person, like living with my boyfriend, because I never have to worry about drinking alone.
Oh yeah. I didn't even think about that loophole.
Yeah, that's why you get in a relationship, right?
Or get a roommate. I mean, technically, does a cat count? Can I count my cat? I call him handsome man. I talk to him like a person. Does that count?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As long as he's drinking with you, though. Please start getting your cat drunk. Don't do that. PETA, sorry, don't do that.
No, I would never. Oh my God.
I'm not.
No, I would never. My brother, I know. You're like, don't do that. Yes, do it. It'll be awesome. And we'll record it for the thing. Well, Steven doesn't drink at all. Steven's completely sober.
This is true.
Ugh. Can you imagine?
He hangs out late.
And that's why last night I felt bad because I knew we were recording this morning. And I'm like, boy, what a delight to be friends with the producer of a show. So it's not like I can lie and be like, oh man, you know, like every other job I've had, I'm like, I got the flu and I was out.
I'm going to be late. I'm so sorry. I had this crazy work thing last night.
Nope. Yeah. I just had to write. And it's like, I watched you do drugs in my home 2 nights ago. I watched you show up. I walked into the bar last night with a sore throat, raspy, could barely speak. And I'm like, I don't feel good. I'm going to have one drink and leave. And then at 1:30, we're like, let's fucking get food to go. And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm kind of with my boss. So
I mean, very loose term. But, you know, I don't drink it. I've been sober for a decade, but I love fun.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wendy, wake up.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Steven. You just put Wendy to sleep by being so boring.
How do you, this is a serious question. So how do you have, and I know this is going to sound like a joke, but I'm being serious. How do you have fun when you are sober?
Well,
I swear to God, I think about that all the time and it makes me really sad. Yeah. That's what I'm like, oh, we are for sure alcoholics. Because
you know,
like,
what it is with me is that I am plagued with existential crisis. Just to the gills. So every day I'm like, what are we doing? What am I making? How am I going to leave my mark? What are we? Go. And that's why if I added drugs to that, it's a real bad mix.
No. I mean,
what? Okay. I guess it would be pretty selfish of us to be like, no, Steven, start doing drugs.
I hear that all the time. There's nothing gets people want to make you do drugs like telling them you're sober.
I know. People get super excited.
Oh, yeah.
Or like if you maybe we can accidentally and just look at you like giving a gremlin food
so
after
weird.
Midnight.
I mean, why do people do that to me?
That's what it's. I'm like jealous again with like the people. And when I meet people who started smoking when they're like in their late 20s, early 30s, I'm just like, why? Why would you do that? You made it so far. Like with you, if I met you and I found out you were sober, I was like, oh my God, explain to me. Like, I think it's cool.
See, I get why people start smoking late too, because to me, I think you hit like 30 and then you're like, well, what am I trying to get old for? You look so cool when you smoke.
Yeah. And once you start to realize that we're all a collection of molecules and that nothing really matters and we're just floating around.
Oh, here comes the Sudafed. Like, okay.
Sudafed. That's the way my brain sounds.
This is not Sudafed. This is why this is not Sudafed. This is, but it's a weird thing to go back and forth. Cause I go like, okay, I'm going to get healthy. And we did a whole week where we didn't drink. Remember that was nice. Mm-hmm.
Which we were real proud of ourselves about
for a whole week.
How long ago was that?
Oh God.
Shut up. Maybe Steven. Like,
we will let you know when we have a question for you.
Exactly. Get off the mic. Turn it off.
Use that Sudafed strength. But it's a weird thing because you go like, okay, great. I feel good. And then the only reason I do anything semi-healthy in my life is so that I look good. 100%. It's 100%.
I know, it's terrible.
Has nothing to do with how I feel. It 100% has to do with vanity. And if I start to my face, starts to look bloated in my body, then I'm like, oh, let me lay off. That's the only thing. Because you go like, okay, I feel great. But then it's like, and then you know, see like, well, you know, I could get hit by a bus in a day. I could live to be 70, but something else could happen. Something in my body could snap. And so it's like, well, why not just have a good time? Which is not good advice.
No, at all.
Which is terrible advice.
It is good advice if you're trying to have fun.
Right.
And die young.
Yeah.
Or so live, to be said for dying young.
I know, right? Because then you get to cycle back as something cool. That's not the Sudafed talking. That's my enlightenment. That's the bipolar. Jesus H.
But see, I like that week when we quit drinking, we talked about this when we quit drinking for a week. We felt amazing. That's what the shitty part was we felt fucking great.
Oh, I felt 2 days. 2 days in a row. The first day I felt like I was getting the flu because that's detox. So yeah, heads up. If you're going to try to quit drinking, even for a little bit, you feel, I mean, this is only if you're cool. If you're cool like we are, you're going to feel like you are dying of the flu.
It's real cool.
Yeah, well, that's anytime you do a detox. Like if you do the heavy, like the liver and kidney stuff as a trainer, when I would give people these cleanses, when you're cleaning out your lymphatic system, that part of the thing is like, you feel like you have the flu. You don't keep doing it. You have to flush all the shit out. For the first couple of days, I felt like I was dying. And then once you turn the corner, like the third day,
you feel amazing.
Oh, amazing. We both lost a bunch of weight. I know. Cause you're like, and alcohol fucks with your blood sugar. Mm-hmm. So you wake up and you're hungry you just need that sugar. Oh, in the morning. And we took made all these notes and documented. I was eating way less. Because I didn't have this blood sugar spike.
I was waking up at 6 a.m. like ready to start the day, like going to the gym first thing in the morning, yeah. Feeling amazing, sleeping nights through, which I know, having vivid sex dreams.
Yeah, we both had way better, like amazing dreams. But that was the other thing too. When we stopped, we both had the same
sex dream
with each other.
No, that's not true. Steven looks terrified, right?
And we're having
terrified,
that.
Curious. I'm like, wait a second. I don't have vivid sex dreams. I'm sober all the fuck time.
Oh, see, well, see, that's, you got to start drinking.
You got to start doing. You got to do the drugs and then stop.
Right.
You don't get the benefits.
It's like a reverse detox for you. Yeah. Good idea.
That'll be a fun thing to do. We'll do. Megan and I will take
show. We're trying to get me to do a reverse detox.
Yeah. No. What we'll do is, so we'll do one.
Remember when we killed Steven?
This show's called Peer Pressure, right?
Yes. But we'll spell it P-U-R-E since we're all different ages. Pure pressure. I like it.
We're not that far apart in ages.
I always feel like I'm the oldest person in the room. And no, you're weird, Steven, and you lie about your age.
I do.
So
I've
hard.
Lied about my age for
you're
years.
You're so fucking strange.
Wait, how old are you?
He won't tell
30s.
You.
30s.
Oh, this is very 30-something. Interesting.
30s.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Are those all the stuff. Different ways you tell
it's been
people?
A long life. Yeah.
Also, no, it hasn't. You're 30-ish. So it hasn't been that long.
How
life.
Old are you? I've done stuff.
I've lived some life.
Okay, so.
I've done some things.
How old
all
are
right,
you?
So
I'm alive.
What?
Yeah, I was
old
born
enough
once.
To party.
Yeah, I
like. But I choose not to.
How old are you? I may or may not have a criminal record. What the fuck does that mean? I could buy cigarettes if I needed to. Okay.
I won't say whether or not I'm old enough to purchase alcohol.
Yeah.
Leave it ambiguous. Maybe I'm 21. Maybe I'm not.
Is this my car or did I rent it? Who fucking knows if I'm even able to?
Because my age is so ambiguous.
Oh, man. But you're the youthful vibe. But wear a punk rock t-shirt. No one will ever tell. Yep. Something about people like producers and music guys are so fucking weird about their goddamn age.
Well, yeah, because in music, you have to be dead by 27.
You know that we're women, though, right?
Yeah.
So you guys, I mean, you guys have to be pop stars by 18.
Exactly.
It's a terrible weight to put on people. That's the beauty of comedy.
I'm 30 and Wendy's 35. We're fucked.
Real fucked. That's fine. I don't have a problem with it.
I mean, 20 and 25. But is it too late?
Thank you.
You have things to say.
Do we, though?
It's been 25 minutes. I'm not so sure.
Yeah. I've got nothing to say. Oh my God. Yeah.
No, but I think we should go back to if you take a week off drinking.
Yeah.
The coolest thing, whatever. I felt real good and I woke up early and I accomplished stuff. Boring. But I was having the most vivid dreams, like waking crazy dreams and then super vivid sex dreams resulting in orgasm. So if that's not a good enough reason for someone to quit drinking for a couple of days, I do not know.
Were you also not masturbating or having sex?
No, I was doing those things.
Oh, so it was just extra sex dreams on top of the sex life.
Yeah. My body was like, you're not getting fucked up. I got to do something for you. This blows.
Yeah. You have to do something to get the serotonin and dopamine. Well, even alcohol is a depressant, but is it really?
Well, that's have you ever had tequila? It's real fun.
Yeah. It's the coffee of booze. I love a tequila. Well, that's what the bipolar I have to watch. And my parents bought some book on it because with alcohol, with that, and I'm whether or not bipolar is even a real disorder. Anyway, let's go back to where the world is a video game and we're all molecules. Bipolar's not real. You guys, can you believe my arm isn't blending into this chair? I wonder what we're doing in all the other levels of universes around. I've been really practicing mindfulness since we met with that spiritual healer. It's not working. No, it is working. Well, that's part. Yeah, we'll talk about
you
that.
You seem confused
episode.
Again.
I know. Well, that's because I derailed and I started to think about just meditation. And I just started to trip out on what are we doing? Why are we on this planet? But let's go back to drugs and alcohol and how they're great.
I was
going to
say, Stephen, could you just put some whiskey in Wendy's coffee real quick?
I know.
Could you please to bring her back down to reality?
The problem is I'm sobering up. Well, that's the thing with the bipolar, because it's an interesting way you self-medicate, because I run manic so much that alcohol, when I started drinking in my 20s, it mellows you out to be like a normal person, to where I don't walk around thinking I'm Jesus reincarnated and I don't see the world as like a Matrix video game constantly. So to have a couple drinks, I kind of chill out and it knocks them. So it helps which would be the same as taking like Zyprexa or something for schizophrenia or mania. And then when I found, but even before I was moved to New York and did cocaine for the first time, off of a man's dick. Thanks very much.
The first time?
Yeah.
Wendy goes big.
Yeah.
I know. I told her to some people that would be like in an NA meeting. Like when people share their last time doing drugs, that would be their bottom. Like
not the start.
I was in a bathroom at a bar and this guy whipped his dick out and I did a line off it. And I was like, something's got to change. For Wendy, it's like, man, I just did a line off a guy's dick. Something's got to change. This is great.
I know. Yeah, I have. Well, we have I'm like, we should edit that out and just play the thing on the phone that we did. I was going to try to go back in time and redo that bit. I was like, oh, let's recreate what we did on the phone. That'll be great.
I don't think you need to redo the bit. I think what are the circumstances if you're doing cocaine off of someone's dick?
Huh?
What?
All good.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm like, sorry. I'm kind of bummed. We can edit this out or we can leave it in. I don't care. We're going to edit this, right?
You want to edit this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What's wrong?
Well, no, I'm just kind of bummed out because I wanted to, because that conversation that we had on the phone where we did was super funny. I was like, oh, let's go into that and redo it. And then instead it just got knocked out. And I thought, I was like, ah, oh, damn it. That would have been so funny to have.
We can redo it.
No, it's not a big deal. I just thought, like, I was like, oh, that would be really funny. And I would like to have that on there as, like, you know, but.
So you would like to just insert the phone call there? I don't get what you're saying.
No, just never mind.
Okay.
Just fuck it. Just
put whiskey in my coffee. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Are you like on a talk show? There's not even really anything in the cup. You're just.
Yeah.
You're just pantomiming.
Yeah. No, I'm just kind of bummed because I thought that would have been a good, a funny thing to like recreate.
Would you two like to recreate that?
No.
We
right?
can.
Okay.
Right? No.
Sure.
Should we not?
If you don't want to.
You don't know. I just was like, oh, great. Here we go. Perfect. Oh, I feel like I'm going to cry.
Are you okay?
No, I just am like kind of bummed out that I thought.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I feel fine.
Okay.
Is this fun that if I have an actual breakdown?
I don't know about fun. Interesting.
Yeah. So maybe this is, do you want two guys now that were, cause I don't really know. So do you want to, and I trust you to edit
yeah. this
or whatever we're going to do with this. Do you want to talk about what we're doing with the show as far as like the format of it?
Yeah.
This seems like a good natural time for that to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Seems real natural.
So what do you, so Megan, what do you want to do as far as like, what's your idea for the show as far as what you would like?
I mean, for me, I would like, I do actually want to, do some things to make myself less of a walking pile of trash. That is true. Like I do want to do some sort of self-help things. Like try to just maybe stop drinking, literally not pat myself on the back for like, I didn't drink last night so I could get shit faced today.
Yeah. And we can, oh, I haven't had a cigarette today. That's my fucking problem. I haven't smoked today. And I'm unhappy and I wish I was, no, I feel great. I don't wish I was dead. Oh God. I just want to get famous for like 6 fucking months and then I'm going to kill myself. I'm so tired.
Okay.
I just don't have time for this bullshit. Now, not like you guys, just like waking up every day. I just am fucking over it. I'm over it. I mean, I'm having a good time, but Jesus Christ. The second I just want to be famous and fly first class a couple times. And then I want to come back as a butterfly or something. I just can't handle this.
Okay.
But I'm gonna, that being said, I'm glad I did not have a cigarette. That's why I'm so on edge. But let me focus on the,
can I say this yeah. right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a little like, I know you're a little stressed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do you want, I'll send Steven those original tapes of We're Trying and we'll do the drinking episode Tuesday.
I mean, no, we can just do it right now.
I would just like you to be like in a less stressed out.
I'm not stressed out. I'm just,
well, you seem okay? upset.
You seem like you took a turn.
You seem upset.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I'm not stressed out.
Well, yeah, but you seem upset.
Well, I'm just like questioning like everything.
Okay. Well, let's start there.
Well, no, like existence.
I understand that.
Yeah. No, it's just, you know, like you just, and I think too, there's something with as far as like control and like, I don't know. Like when you think that something's going to go this way and then it doesn't. And then I just have to like fucking put myself in check, you know, and go like, that's not, you know, it's just like just something happens and you go like, oh, wait a minute. Okay. Well then maybe I'm mistaken. And then I have to kind of reassess like what I'm doing, you know?
So what happened?
And then pull back. And then if I get upset about something, if I feel like, oh, this, I want this to do, you know, it's like anything. If I'm doing a a show and I get on and the audience is not on board, and then I get upset, and then I go like, no, nobody owes you anything. Nobody fucking owes you anything. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get angry because you didn't get this or you didn't get this. So I'm just trying to go like, if I ever feel upset about something, then I'm so right now what I'm mentally doing is putting myself in check and being like, you have no right to be angry. Nobody owes you anything. Gratitude, be grateful. And then like, do you know what I'm saying? And then just move forward from the place of discomfort or anger.
But I'm trying to figure out like what happens in the show that sets you off. Like, what do you, because with this, there's no feedback.
It was
of an
me
audience.
Fucking up that bit. It was me fucking up that bit.
But the thing is with this, it's like a TV show where we can do takes.
Yeah.
And
I was just, and it's so silly, right? It's so dumb.
Well, not only, but it just, I feel like we have to get to a point where we're all comfortable enough doing this with each other, where you can just take a deep breath and like,
right. Okay, but I also want to at least be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to not be, but then also, like you said, as far as like, if we're going to work together to be like, just to be honest, because that I'm like, oh, God damn it. That would have been so funny. Do you know?
I know, but we could have redone it.
And the thing about podcasting too is like,
yeah, but you were so upset.
I know. It just something in my brain snapped where I was like, we could redo it. But then I'm like, oh, well, no, maybe Megan doesn't want to. Maybe you wanted to just do the whole story yourself like that. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's fine. Then that's okay.
No.
But then I'm like, oh, maybe you didn't want to like, you know, but I was just like, oh, here comes a perfect. And then I'm like, oh, we're not like psychically connected. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. Like my brain instantly went like, oh, this is never going to work. From one thing, which is so silly.
But that's the beautiful thing about podcasting.
Which is so silly.
Even when you think things don't click, it's like an audience where it's like the audience never recognized. Like I never would have even, you know, I didn't even know anything went wrong until I saw that look on your face. That's like, oh, what's up? You know?
Oh yeah. No. The thing is like, I love you. Like more than anything. Okay. So I'm not like mad at you. I'm angry at myself for being angry. That's what it is. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I'm a piece of shit. Like, that's what it is. So it's, I'm not like, Megan, fuck this. That's not that. It's not at all. My brain, I went like, oh, I wanted to do it this way. And then I'm like, Wendy, you have no right. You're a piece of shit. Megan's funnier than you are. You let her fucking, that's my brain went there.
Yeah. But you know, none of that's true.
I just love that you're this intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the problem when I'm only.
Say, do you?
No, I really do. I mean, I love people that are super intense. That's why I wanted to do this with
you. Well, that's the problem. Like, that's why it's not good that I mean, I only had three fucking drinks. I wasn't even drunk last night. That's the goddamn problem. I didn't drink the day before. I only had three drinks. I took Sudafed. When's the last time I did Coke? Thursday? Is this the come down? No, it's probably fine. I'm fine. That's the problem.
No, it is true. I mean, Wendy does. I mean, you know, any doctor would suggest otherwise. But when, I mean, instead of taking like, you know, meds or something, Wendy just self-medicates. And you can tell when she's not drinking and stuff. Because it does like, it's like fucking, you know, taking speed when you have ADD.
Yeah. And
instead of to everyone else, it fucks them up. Like it mellows you out.
Yeah.
And that's what alcohol does.
And the Sudafed thing, I was actually was like, I had three drinks last night, but I didn't drink at all before. The Sudafed thing that I said earlier, like I was joking because I thought about getting it and I'm like, I'm not going to take Sudafed. That's not because I was like, I need to lay off the stimulants because Friday. And then I just took ashwagandha and holy basil all day Friday and Saturday to like repair. And I take all this shit to repair my brain. And I can tell when I'm not. That's why with booze, because it knocks you down and helps you chill out. And then to balance that with uppers, it's almost like I can control the bipolar. I can set my own waves with those substances. And it's super unhealthy, but then, and I know it's unhealthy, but then it's like, okay, well, when I was hospitalized, like that's unhealthy, but what's the difference in doing that? And then being like, okay, here's a Zoloft. Right. To help. Here's the Zyprexa, which is essentially a speed. It's an amphetamine type of a thing that knocks down mania and schizophrenia. Okay. So Zyprexa brings that down, but then so that you're not super suicidal and kill yourself, you now have to take a Zoloft. When I've been hospitalized, they give me no less than three different meds. Every time. One is to bring mania down. Another is to make sure that medication doesn't make you so sad that you kill yourself. And then another one is like, so you don't hallucinate that Hugh Jackman's in your closet, which was my go-to fucking hallucination.
That's a pretty good one. That's one you'd go back to.
Yeah, that's for sure. I used to tongue that med. The other ones I would take. The rest I was like, man, if I'm going to be emotionally stable, of course I want a hot boyfriend. But so that's
who lives in my closet.
He did. Well, he was saving me from the ninjas who are trying to kill me. I've got a real funny joke about it, but I should do again. I haven't done that. The full story of that in a long time. Very funny callback about a Nazi grandmother.
I love just, you know, when you write jokes in like your notebook, like just like reminders, like when you're going to do a set and you just like jot down like the two words or three words just to like in your head, be like, okay, this is the way I'm doing. Just like Hugh Jackman / Nazi grandmother.
Like, yes. Oh, it's the,
so I open it out, so I close it.
Oh my God. That's so terrible. I wrote it and they've been doing this other thing too. And then I try to like, when you go off into like a tailspin, I told you when I sucked a gay guy's dick the other night, right?
Nope.
In a bar.
Nope. Feel like that should have definitely been a thing you called me about.
I mean, I feel like we haven't even gotten back to Thursday. I feel like we only have talked about your last night drinking.
Yeah, well, Thursday was, I mean, that was fine.
Yeah, Thursday was fine.
Thursday was, I had a couple drinks.
Right.
I put vodka in my green juice.
I went to, see, balance.
Thank you. I went to the gym beforehand, too. If you think I don't have a body brush and flip-flops for the sauna, where I'm going immediately after we get done.
What is a body brush?
Oh, God, you have
Jesus.
So much.
Jesus.
Well, first of all, that explains why you look as shitty as you do.
I mean, I try.
A body brush.
Mean and also all problems can be solved with a body brush.
Yeah, they can. I use it to clear up cellulite, open my lymphatic system. Also, I can throw it at an assailant
because they would definitely not want to touch that. Like, no. It wouldn't hurt to hit them, but they'd be like, ew, and jump back.
Yeah, it actually has clumps of cellulite on it, just hunks of blood. Winnie, that's not a body brush, that is a knife. You are running a blade over your body. Just cutting off chunks of fatty flesh. Is this a body brush? Mm-mm. No. That's a bread knife.
That's like always, did you think of that in elementary school when you'd like go to the principal's office when you'd get to cut the construction paper on the big construction paper cutter thing? Do you remember that?
Yes.
I'd always want to be like, because I had like a little tummy because I was 8. So I had like a little baby fat tummy. And I'd like think about like how cool it would be if I could just put my little tummy there and cut it off. Everyone had that thought, right? When they were 8, everybody.
Oh my God! Not with the bread slicer.
Wow, that's hardcore.
I'm just no, kidding.
I'm... No, see, that's
you
great.
Both look
God, I just ate paste.
See, oh, you didn't develop crippling body images you used in first grade. I don't understand.
Well, you know, the perks of being a man.
Oh, well, that's 30-ish man.
30-ish, and don't go any higher.
How old are you? I've eaten my fair share of paste. The fuck does that mean? Holy shit. Well, that's, you started, well, first of all, that's pica. That's an eating disorder.
Wait, pica?
Pica. That's where you eat non-food items.
A lot of pregnant women develop it when they're pregnant.
Yeah, well, a lot of times it's because you're deficient in minerals, but it's a way you eat
women will eat dirt.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just getting the memo on this.
Well, but the thing too is,
all pregnant women. I'm not accusing all pregnant women of eating dirt.
This is a thing that happens enough that
you must have read it in a magazine or online or something. Like
I am tweeting. No, you learn about it in school.
Really?
Yeah. When you learn about eating disorders, that you didn't take home ec. We grew up in Orange County, California. Home ec was, this is how to cook a casserole. These are the different types of eating disorders you might want to contract if you would like a husband.
No, in Pennsylvania, they just fed us potatoes.
God, I can't believe we're sad.
Not just in home ec, that was just school for Steve.
Yeah, pot pie.
Just paste and potatoes all day long.
God.
They joke about being from the pot pie belt. That's real.
That sounds disgusting.
Yep.
The pot pie belt. I almost made a real terrible joke. It wasn't even a joke. Pot pie belt only comes in XXL. Thank you. Good night.
That's exactly where I saw it going.
Thank you. Good night. See how quickly. It's nice. And this is what, bipolar. Well, it's not bipolar. I think this is really just like having good friends. And this is why I'm not going to stop drinking, why I don't take medication. I just want to point out, and we'll go back to the show. How quickly did I go from suicide to... belt jokes, huh? Time out. I want you to check the time on that. And that's called, that's called
stop. Unstable.
Yeah, that's called stop telling me I can't control my alcohol intake. It's all mind over matter. Nothing's real, guys. So fucking,
we're all in the Matrix.
We are. That's not true. You guys, remember when I sent you that? Oh man, boy, oh boy, was I funny on the phone the other day to Megan. We're just talking and I'm like, yeah, no, the podcast is going good. It's going to be great. You know, I just really, when I get stressed out, I think of the world as a video game. Also, there's no more cocaine in New York. It's a very funny.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. All I want to eat is them barbecue chips. All I want is someone just to try to protect us.